Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. The city of Whiteville broke ground yesterday on the Madison Street Park downtown. The multi-use facility is being built on the site of the former Lewis Smith Shopping Center, which was damaged in three floods and a major fire. The park will feature open areas, a bandstand, and more features on what was a bare section of a floodplain. Much of the $1.3 million cost is being paid for through state grants. The Columbus County Agricultural Fair opened yesterday. Gates open at 4 p.m. through Thursday, and then at 11 a.m. for Friday and Saturday, and 1 p.m. on Sunday. For a full schedule of events or to purchase tickets online, visit their website, columbuscountyfair.com. You also can check out this year's fair book at columbuscountynews.com. County commissioners on Monday met with the developers of the Coleman Track in Dothan to discuss that project. County Planning Director Kelsey Hammond said the workshop gave the board time to ask questions about the proposed plan unit developments before making a final vote. The workshops will be part of the application process for all future developments. The Coleman Track will bring around 250 homes to the county. The board will further discuss the project at a future meeting. Operation Crash Reduction is underway through October 12th. The campaign is focused on reducing motor vehicle deaths caused by speeding, distracted driving, and other unsafe driving behaviors. Historically, October has a high number of deadly crashes on North Carolina roadways compared to other months. Last year, 156 people in North Carolina lost their lives in motor vehicle crashes in October. For the second time in a week, the sheriff's office is investigating a shooting on Lubin Lane near Whiteville. Paul Menzer, age 61, was charged with assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill, inflicting serious injury late on Thursday. He is alleged to have shot Gary Dean Strickland, also 61, at 26 Lubin Lane. Frederick Kennedy was arrested on September 27th after he allegedly shot and seriously injured Montorius Vereen at the same location. John Christopher Graham of Chadburn is being held under no bond after he allegedly fired a shot at a woman's feet and struck her in the face on Sunday. Graham was reportedly in a verbal altercation with Takara Evans when he struck her, then pulled a pistol and fired a shot into the ground. He was arrested by Chadburn police. The first candidate in the U.S. Senate race to visit Columbus County in several years will be here on Friday. Republican Don Brown is running for the nomination that would put him against former Governor Roy Cooper, a Democrat, in the 2026 election. Brown is challenging Michael Whatley for the nomination. Brown will be attending the Columbus County Agricultural Fair on Friday afternoon, and he's also scheduled to be the guest this week on the Columbus Connection with Jefferson Weaver. Some North Carolina driver's license holders can avoid the lines at the DMV license offices now by renewing online, even if they have done so before. A new law signed last week allows licensees with real IDs to renew twice online. You can see our story online at columbuscountynews.com for more information. Friday is the last day to register to vote in the municipal elections in November. Voters can still register during early voting, but they will be asked to use a provisional ballot. The November elections are only for town and city residents, not the rural areas of the county. The Columbus County Health Department will hold a drive-through flu clinic on October 10th from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Be sure to bring your ID and your insurance card, although self-pay is available to those with no insurance. The Lake Waccamaw Depot Museum will unveil its historic plaque on October 17th at 10 a.m. The plaque is being presented by the Reuben Brown House Preservation Society. Everyone is welcome to attend. Holiness Tabernacle Church of Tabor City will be having a fish plate sale on October 17th. Plates are just $10 each and will include fish, baked beans, slaw, bread, and a dessert. If you'd like to purchase a ticket, you can contact Robert Neely or Tim Bass via Facebook. Proceeds will go towards helping support the church. New Life Community Church will hold a special music and worship service on October 25th at the Tractor Supply parking lot in Whiteville. There will be free hot dogs starting at 5 p.m. and candy bags for the kids. The service starts at 6 p.m. It's volunteer time for the Columbus Baptist Association's annual Christmas Toy Store. The organization needs help with the store between Monday, December 8th and Saturday, December 13th. You can contact Reverend Dave Heller through Facebook or call the CBA office at 910-642-2155. The Toy Store is a ministry that helps low-income families buy Christmas presents for their children for dimes on the dollar each holiday season. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
The Neiman Market is open on Madison Street in downtown Wineville. The Neiman Market features all North Carolina meats and produce. From ribeyes to T-bones to New York strips, the Neiman Market has it all. All the meats of the Neiman Market are sourced from North Carolina. So for the freshest meat in town, there's only one place to go. The Neiman Market on Madison Street in Wineville. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 6 p.m. and Saturday from 10 to 2. The Neiman Market, Madison Street, downtown Wineville.
It's time once again for the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th on Prison Camp Road in Whiteville. It'll be fun for the whole family with animal shows, Cirque Cyber, Flimsy the Clown, live bands, the Diaper Derby and the Tug of War, the Demolition Derby on Friday and Saturday night, and of course, the Carnival Midway with rides and games by Dreamland Amusements. Get unlimited ride wristbands for just $25. And on Sunday, there's the Unlimited Carload Special. For more information, visit ColumbusCountyFair.com. That's the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th. Don't miss it.